This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20,000 off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
That's my buyer. That's my buyer. We're still looking at this one property we want to buy. Prices are dropping faster than you can count. It's a buyer's market. Sellers are competing with each other. It's cutthroat. They're offering incentives. They're giving it away. I'm not talking about real estate. I'm talking about national chain pizza. Now, you turn on the TV, it's ridiculous. I don't know what they hope to accomplish and what kind of their profit margin is, but the pizza wars are here, and meanwhile, airline flights are going up and up. And the economy improves, but they're not adding flights. They want the planes full. You know what? That's fair. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Joining me in the second segment is the Government Affairs Director for the Home Builders Association of the Central Coast. He had an op-ed piece in the Santa Barbara News Press a short bit ago, and he talked about the economic impact of not building. And he has an opinion that he'll share with you that growth occurs even if development does not. So we'll hear from Jerry Bunyan in the second segment. Third segment, I have some emails that I received because I'm on a list of some West Beach business owners. I attended a couple of meetings last year and actually had one call in, and we've had some people talk about it. Aggressive street people and vagrants. Not just a little passive panhandling, but trespassing and a real problem. So we'll discuss that in the third segment. Legally, the legality and legitimacy of pot dispensaries has been in the news, so I thought I'd have a segment called Highs for the Week. Since it's real estate, we're talking about the high price for the week. Now, this is going to be the segment. Of course, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. And this will be for the week ending September 10th, 2010, the 36th week of the year. Now, that'll be in the fourth segment. But just hitting the highs here, the high for the week, single-family homes, in the category of pending. Three categories are new listings, pending listings, and closed or sold listings, and just single-family residences only, and just through the multiple listing service here in Santa Barbara. So the high for the pending sale, asking price $23.5 million. And I was in this house a long time ago when there was a party going on because the owner of this house is, I don't know what his title was, whether he was president or owner or CEO of a major title company, and also a national fast food chain. And he's got this property that's oceanfront on nearly 8 acres. So naturally, you don't have to say that there's views. It's actually two parcels and a very unusual paved golf court, a golf cart path right to the beach. And you got the main house, you got a wine cellar. Actually, I was in the wine cellar during the party. And of course, the wine cellar was, I think, locked. It was a massive wine cellar. And the owner did pass by, and I made some joke about getting into the wine cellar. And then after security removed me, I went home. There's a media room, an exercise room, a paneled study, a three-bedroom, three-bath guest house, the pool, the pool house, a lighted tennis court. And why do you say that? Because I think that you can't put in lighted tennis courts anymore. There's either a limitation, a complete restriction on it, or a very big limitation on it. I mean, just because maybe of the you know, you're lighting up an area so large. Tennis courts the size of a Goleta tract house parcel, 50 by 100. So you have putting greens and acres of manicured lawns, ponds, gated, very private, 8 acres, oceanfront estate in escrow. $23.5 million is the asking price. Been on the market 200 days. Started at $28.5 million. So we'll see how that goes and see how long that takes to close. As a side note, I did hear from a manager down in the Beverly Hills and Malibu area, and some of those high-end homes are moving a little bit more at a faster clip than in the past. So it's good to see things sell. It's good to see movement in the marketplace. Now, for the high for the week, active listings. This address is Bonnymead. And before you get confused, because there's condos down near the Biltmore Hotel, and it's gated. And there's actually two sets of condos in there. Bonnymead is one of them. But this is another section. These are single-family homes. And it's called Sea Meadow, the Sea Meadow Enclave. But the address is actually a Bonnymead Drive address. So $19,995,000. Let's call it $20 million. So this is comparing the asking price of the high in Hope Ranch, nearly 8 acres, $23.5 million is that asking price, went into escrow. This just now on the market, call it $20 million. And not going to be that size, just about a half acre. So that's quite a difference. The house is over 7,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, and 4 fireplaces, full basement. I love basement. Always go. I'm probably one of the few agents that go into these basements on open houses. I grew up in a house built in 1924 back east, large apartment building, huge basement. And that's my dream, to own a house with a basement. So that's the high of active for the week. Let's see how that goes along. And just not to forget the lows. Here's the low for the week that closed escrow, and this is a single-family home. And this is all for the week ending September 10th, 2010, 36th week of the year, 2010. The low closed on Lower De La Vina, and I got very familiar with this area because I had a house listed at 110 West Haley, which is between Chapala and De La Vina. Busy street there, no parking, no garage, no driveway. But there was a historical, seemingly an historical use of a driveway. And I thought that there was one had a good shot at maybe reinstituting that. And that sold about a year ago for $450,000. It was very clean, very dated, but very clean, carpet painted, just very nice. Unfortunately, some of the vintage windows have been replaced with some aluminum windows. But very charming house, 9-foot ceilings. Kitchen was not charming because it had been moved. It was a one-bedroom house, and the second bedroom was the kitchen, and it was beautiful at the time. I'm sure I never saw it, but it was moved into basically a back porch, so the kitchen was really nothing of any vintage stature. So this one sold on a Lower De La Vina, right near Cottage Grove, so that's below Haley. Did it sell? It did close escrow, $375,000. They were asking $425,000, and it got snapped up immediately. I didn't do a search. I don't know if this was a relist or not, but it looked like it just sold right away. And $375,000. Someone bought a house, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, large kitchen, a diamond in the rough. I love that expression, a diamond in the rough. That's kind of what I say to girls when I go out on a first date. That's what I am. A diamond in the rough. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, temporarily blog.RadioRealEstate.com, where you can find the most recent broadcasts. We'll combine those two websites, and it's going to be kind of cool because I tested it. The blog.RadioRealEstate.com, and I typed in a word. I typed in some keyword, and it brought me to the show that referenced that. So I think that's going to work. And the phone number is 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break, come back with our guest for the segment, number two, Jerry Bunyan, Government Affairs Director for the Home Builders Association of the Central Coast. He'll talk a little bit about growth, development. And the third segment, I'll read some emails from West Beach business owners about their problems with aggressive street people and vagrants. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.